Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, as we just sang, and as Jim said, that the Lord created the heavens and the earth. It says in Genesis 1:16 that He created two great lights, the greater light by day and the lesser light by night. And He also created the stars. That little last piece I want to talk about just for a second. There are stars out in the cosmos known as hypergiants. They are so large that they're just incomprehensible. One is called Canis Majoris. If that star were located at the center of our solar system where our sun is, its outer edge would extend past the orbit of Saturn. That is a big celestial body. Yet God created all these things. And if this is the only aspect of God's person that we would understand, it would be hard, at least for me, to worship a God that way with my finite little mind, to comprehend a God of that magnitude, of that awesomeness. But thank God He's given us something in the Word, and He's a personal God. And He's given us an indication of just how personal He is, because He said, "I desire worshipers that worship in spirit and in truth." Psalm 103 says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgives all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeems thy life from destruction, who crowns thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executes righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known His ways unto Moses, His acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will He keep His anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is His mercy toward them that fear Him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath He removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pities his children, so the Lord pities them that fear Him. For He knows our frame, He remembers that we are but dust." That, my friends, makes God understandable and personal. And we can worship a God like that with all our heart and being. Let's worship Him today.